Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
She kept seeing a shadow person in her house, but no one else in her family saw it until one day her sister saw it too. That's today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Be sure to write in at Real Ghost Stories Online with your real ghost stories or call in 24-7, 855-853-4802. That is our phone number. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of that, the full archive, EPP bonus episodes, you can get that at Apple Podcasts right there on our page or patreon.com/realghoststories. Check that all out and enjoy all those bonus extras. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Can't say I've seen a shadow person anytime recently. How about you?
I don't want to, and I haven't. In fact, Kathy and I were talking about this the other day about seeing shadow people. And there was a story about this girl saw something when she got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And like literally in the middle of the night, when I get up to go to the bathroom, I do not ever look around. Just in case.
I don't look in the mirror.
Like, I don't even turn the light on in the bathroom. I don't want to just accidentally see something. But I do have a light on in my house, so it's not 100% dark.
Mm-hmm.
So like, Kathy was even saying, like, her house, she doesn't leave a light on because she doesn't even want to see a weird shadow. And well, I'm like, oh. I don't want someone to be lurking.
It's going to be the death.
I don't want to see it.
It's going to be the death of both of you because you're both going to, like, impale yourself on something in the middle of the night with the argument of, I don't want to see a ghost.
I know. And then it's like, how did you break your leg? Well,
how did you get that rebar stuck between your elbow and your heart? Like, you know, I ended up at a construction site because I thought I was in my bathroom and I had no lights on.
I took a wrong turn.
Like, that's quite a wrong turn there, ladies. It's going to be Real Ghost Stories Online in 20 years. We're going to be having that exact discussion right there.
It would be weird, you know, like here you are doing a story about me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of weird. And Kathy.
Well, I'm not saying you're dead. I'm just saying you guys are doing the show and you're talking about ending up on a construction site in the middle of the night. I thought I was in my room, but.
I like your old lady voice.
I ended up at the construction site of the brand new Starbucks down the road. What are they doing?
Well, I got there.
They got to secure those places better so old ladies like me don't end up having rebar going through our veins. I still have the rebar stuck in me. They say if they take it out, I'm going to die. I'm going to walk like this. It's going to be hard going through metal detectors. I'll tell you that. A lot to explain at the airport.
Dressed with something sticking out of my chest.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's I kind of go to the
your old lady voice. I really like your old lady Carol voice.
It's not just you. It's like any old lady. It would be. It's been
just generic. Insert old lady name here.
It started by imitating Titanic. It's been 85 years, and I could still smell the fresh paint. The china had never been used. They called it the Ship of Dreams, and it was. It really was. Every night in my... Yeah, that's how it goes. Half our audience got that because they used to play the My Heart Will Go On and they put a bunch of movie clips in it. And they played the hell out of that for like a year. on the radio. When we used to listen to the radio.
My God.
Every time you turn it on.
No way.
Every time you turned it on, that thing was playing.
Yeah.
Literally, we played it at least once an hour on my station. And I...
For like a year.
Yeah.
Like the song that wouldn't die.
Like, just raise the damn ship and let's stop playing the song because this is a bit much. But anyway, we went off topic there. It's been a while. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a phone call. Hi.
Hi, this is Nikki from St. Louis calling again. So I was 15 and we moved into a two-family apartment building. And we had been moving around St. Louis for a while. But anyway, we moved into this two-family apartment building, and my grandmother, uncle, and aunt lived upstairs on the second floor, and we moved underneath them. And the first day was really, really rough. We had been moving stuff all day, and but I couldn't sleep because I felt like someone was watching me. I told my mom, and she said it's just a new place, so that's probably why you feel that way. But for weeks after that, I continued to feel nervous, like someone was watching me. And I guess it was about 3 weeks after we moved in, me and my mom and my younger sister were standing in the hallway, just discussing what we had to do that day or where we were going, when I felt somebody behind me, and I felt like that was my older sister. And so I turned around, and I was face to face with this tall, black, shadowy figure. And I screamed like I've never screamed before. And my mom, and it took off. It ran into the wall and just disappeared. And I'm a sensitive, and I've seen things before, but nothing ever like this. And my mom and my sister were yelling, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong?" And I said, "I just saw this big, black shadow thing. I can't believe you didn't see it. It was standing right here behind me, and I turned around, and there it was." And neither one of them saw it, and I just couldn't stop talking about it. The second time I saw it, I guess, was a couple days later. We were all in the living room watching TV, and I just got this really weird feeling over me, like it's watching me right now. And I turned, and sure enough, it was standing in my bedroom doorway, just staring and listening. And I just always got this feeling of it being really curious as to what was going on in our house. So for a couple years after that, I would see it all the time. No one else would. One night, I even woke up in the middle of the night, and it was floating over the top of me. And that was like the scariest encounter that I had had with it. Even the first encounter, I thought nothing could beat that, but when I woke up and it was hovering over the top of me, and I gasped, and it just took off. And then I guess it was a couple years later, I was in my older sister's room, and we decided we were gonna walk to the store. So I went through my mom's bedroom to get to my bedroom. There's two doors to my room. One through my mom's bedroom and one that leads to the kitchen. And instead of going up the hallway through the kitchen to get to my room, I went through my mom's room to get to my room. And as soon as I walked in, I looked into the kitchen when I was picking up my shoes, and I saw it standing there at the head of the hallway, just looking down. And that was exactly where I just came from. I was able to hold it in. I was able not to gasp and let it know that I could see it. And I was just staring at it, and I just wanted to get a long, good stare at it to maybe figure out something, but I didn't get to stare at it long. It just looked like a human figure. It was really big human figure, tall. I couldn't see any eyes, but I know it had eyes. It had to. It was always, like, there, and I could feel it watching me. But I didn't get to look at it long because my older sister screamed and it took off into the wall by the basement door. And I walked over to where it was and I looked down the hallway and I saw my sister. She was just shaking, scared. And I said, "You saw it, didn't you?" And she said, "What was that?" And I said, I don't know. I've been seeing this for years. I have no idea what it is. And I was just so happy that somebody else finally saw it. But nobody ever saw it after that. I never saw it anymore. I don't know if it was still watching me. I don't know if it was around anymore after that. But no one else ever saw it. I was just happy that, I wasn't the only one that was seeing it. Because, I mean, I am a sensitive, but I haven't seen anything like that before. It bothered me a lot that I didn't know what it was or what it wanted. Anyway, years later, I have 3 kids, and I told my oldest daughter about the experience that I had in that house. And this was quite a few years later, after I told her that story, that she was actually 14 or 15 when that happened. She came and told me, Mom, I caught that thing on camera, and this isn't a whole different house. And she showed me, because she was laying on her bed rehearsing her vocals, and she takes music lessons, so she was just recording herself singing, and then she was going to play it back to see how she sounded. And she said when she did that, she noticed something behind her, which behind her was her bedroom door and her closet. And you can kind of see the shadow underneath the door, and it kind of slinks under the door, stands up. It stands there for a few seconds and watches her sing or listens to her, and then it just casually walks into the closet like it was something normal for it to do all the time. A lot of things did happen in that house, paranormal. That was the first and only time anybody had seen that shadow figure in our new house. And we've bought another house since then, and lots of things have gone on here, too. And I have lots of stories, and I'll call in it some other time and tell you some more. But thank you for listening to my story. I am an EPP, and I love your show. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What are your thoughts?
Number one, if I saw a shadow person, I couldn't be like, I want to get a good look at it. Mm-hmm. I would be running the other way. But maybe she had seen it so many times that it kind of got a little bit normal to her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm going to give this shadow person a good look. I just don't think I could just stand there.
Yeah.
I think that's like fight or flight. Like, I don't even think I'd have any say in it. My body would have just taken off running.
You wouldn't be there to like kind of like visually shame it, like sometimes you do when you're at the grocery store and there's a kid that's like out of control and you just like stare like,
oh my God, that's my mother.
Like, that's totally what my mom does. That's exactly, that's what I'm thinking of. My mom always did that at the grocery store.
Oh my God, she still does. If she'll see somebody like walk by with colored hair or a lot of tattoos, that's her thing these days. And she'll just stop. And she moves really slowly anyway. And she just turns around and just stares at him. And I'm like, Mom. And then she'll look at me and everything comes out louder than what she expects.
Yeah.
And she'll look at me and goes, what do you think if I did my hair like that? How much do you think it costs to get all those tattoos?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, excuse me. It's my mother.
I think my mom does pretty much the same thing. Not necessarily, yeah, very much to the hair stuff when she's like, why would you think if I did that to my hair? Like, they can hear you, Mom.
And I always say, I would love it. Let's do it. You want to do it? Yeah. I'm happy to set that up for you. And I'm like, sometimes people just like something different, Mom. You know, who are we to judge? Well, I mean, that couldn't be cheap. It's not your money.
It's true.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. If you like the show, you want access to all of our episodes, including the full archive, ad-free, advanced episodes, ad-free. Sign up to be a supporter through Apple Podcast right now or patreon.com/realghoststories. You get access to all of the bonus material right there. We do appreciate that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode, Real Ghost Stories Online.